text 51551. Today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.
Plans to reopen the Lochree Power Station in Lanesborough, County Longford, have stalled this week after Antashka indicated they would object to the provision of an operating licence for the plant. The move has been criticised by the local community, who say the closure is having a devastating impact on the area. Well, Ian Lumley, Antashka's advocacy officer, is with me here in studio. On the line is Willie Noon, secretary of the Bord na Mona Group of Unions. Thanks to you both for joining us this morning. Let me start with you, Ian Lumley. Maybe just remind our listeners why the plant was closed originally.
Well, it turns out, and this has only now been revealed in the report published by the EPA last week, that in fact legal proceedings have been initiated by the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, against the ESB, which is the operator of the plant, for the breach of the conditions relating to the discharge of hot water into the River Shannon. And that's a particular issue when river levels run low to fix fish. Inland Fisheries Ireland, the state fisheries protection body, is concerned. And warmer water also creates exposure to invasive species affecting the local environment. So it's a serious matter.
Yeah, of course. And it was hoped, Ian, I think, that a new EPA licence application would solve the issue. But Antashka, you're saying that you're objecting to this proposed licence determination. Can you tell us why?
Well, the problem with this licence determination is that it seeks to vary the limit of the area of hot water into the river channel and leaves that to be resolved in an internal agreement or assessment process to be done between the EPA and ESB and in Inland Fisheries Ireland, with a study to be done between now and May, and then this agreement to potentially allow larger discharges of greater extent than are allowed under the current licence. And that's a breach of the whole legal process in which licensing is meant to have certainty, to have clear emission figures should be contained in a licence. And there's, this is not the way to do things.
OK, let me bring in Willie Noon. Willie Noon, I think you believe that people were becoming accustomed to the fact that their work was going to go, but that they would end up with some kind of a process that would take longer than it is at the moment.
That's exactly right, Miriam. The workers in Bord na Mona have known for years that peace was going to cease at some stage. The only issue was when exactly would that occur. Now, what has happened has been that the commitments given that peace would be used up until 2030 has now come back until the end of 2019 in real effect. And what Ian has said there regarding the legal proceedings being issued by the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, against the ESB, the EPA have been very clear that they never asked the ESB to cease operations. The licence that was actually rejected was not a licence to continue beating peat or burning peat indefinitely. That licence was actually, or application was actually, to reduce peat burning to reduce it down in a managed fashion to look after the communities and all that. And that's what Ian Lumley is actually objected to. He's objected to a licence application which is actually going to reduce down peat burning. It wasn't to continue peat burning indefinitely, as I said, it was just to reduce it down. And we find that very hard to stomach, particularly the communities affected, because Antashka has no one to answer to. They don't have to take the consequences for their actions, and we believe that it's just opportunism by Antashka.
Okay, let Ian Lumley come back. Opportunism by you guys.
Well, Antashka has a long established concern in this. Going back to the last couple of decades, when these two plants were proposed in the Midlands, the one we're talking about in County Longford, as well as the one in Offaly, at the beginning of the last decade, we raised concern at the massive subsidy of hundreds of millions that was being put into their operation, which has happened over the last 15 years.
But are you having a disproportionate effect, I suppose, on local people and their jobs? Could you go slower and let a process work out, Ian?
Well, at the end of the day, the licence has to be approved by the EPA, and this is part of a public engagement process which Antashka and anybody else concerned with the operation of this plant and protection of the environment.
Okay, Willie Noon, you can answer that, but also, could the company itself, Willie, they knew what was coming down the roads. Should they not have been diversifying maybe to ensure the future of their workers?
Well, they have indeed, but and I don't want to be fair to Borna Mona because I'm actually have issues with them at the moment. But Borna Mona was led to believe their main stakeholder is the Minister for Climate Change at the moment, and they are following government policy, and the government policy was to actually continue burning peat for a period of time, to actually go into co-fueling with biomass, and they were supposed to enter into a strategy which was to provide jobs, you know, in a process, a phased transition period. And as the jobs will be exiting peat and biomass is coming on stream, they would then provide workers for those people. What has actually happened has been the rug has been pulled out from Borna Mona. And now they've been told that all these jobs could be gone in a matter of months. Some of them are actually gone as we speak. And they've been given no provision by government or no direction by government to know where is the government policy now.
So what do you want to happen now? And then I'll let you back in, Fineen. What do you want, Willie, to happen?
Well, at a minimum, we were looking for the ESB to come out and publicly announce what they are going to do regarding operating both Lochry Power Station and Shannon Bridge as and from the 1st of January, because that's very unclear. We want the ESB to come out and actually publicly say what they're going to do with Lochry Power Station as of from 2 or 3 weeks' time. Are they going to open it up again? Because there's no impediment now for them operating Lochry Power Station come the end of August into the first week of
September. Lumley,
and we also want the government to act as well, Mary.
Okay, Ian Lumley, you sit on, respond there also to Willie, but also, you know, what other areas, what jobs can peat workers find employment in? I mean, we're talking about the Midlands here. It's tough for people with families, with mortgages. Where are you going to get them work?
Well, we have pointed out that there is significant funding available both from Europe and particularly from the European Investment Bank, and there are schemes specifically provided by the European Investment Bank which are currently being applied to coal mining areas across Europe where mines and power plants have been shut down, very similar to the situation we're dealing with the Midlands. And we're saying that the government, ESB and Borna Mona need to have urgency and be proactive.
Okay.
And we have a common interest with the workers and the people in the Midlands in seeing that this happens.
Well, let's hope it will for all those workers you represent there, Willie Noon. Ian Lumley, Willie Noon, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning. Now straight over to our newsroom and Clodagh Walsh.